In other news around the state, a bipartisan panel of judiciary members released their version of the state's congressional maps yesterday. The group was headed by former Superior Court Judge and former UNC System President Tom Ross, who joins me now. Welcome back to the State of Things, Tom Ross.
Thank you, Frank. I'm delighted to be with you.
Tell us about, first of all, tell us about the group and its mission in drawing these maps.
Well, we ask 10 retired justices and judges, and five of them, by the way, are retired former chief justices. Five were Democrats, five were Republicans. Those 10 judges came together, and we asked them to take the criteria that was set out in House Bill 92, which was introduced in the 2015 session, and actually is the same criteria that was used in a House bill introduced in 2011 that passed the House, but did not pass the Senate that year. And the criteria would require that districts be drawn without regard to partisan political registration or voting history. So we asked the judges to take those rules and engage in a simulation of what it would be like to be an independent bipartisan commission drawing new congressional districts using the rules that were set out in House Bill 92. So that was the project. It was a project between Common Cause of North Carolina and Duke University and the Polis Center at Duke.
The map is available. It looks a lot more regular than the weird configurations and abstract paintings that make up our political maps today. But gerrymandering goes back a long, long way. What did you find, and how are those maps constructed now?
Well, I think you do see that the map that the judges drew was much more compact than many of the past maps that have been drawn by both Democrats and Republicans when they've been in control at various times in the past. This is not a partisan issue in the sense that gerrymandering is done by both parties. And what we're trying to demonstrate is that you can actually draw congressional districts and legislative districts, by the way, without using political information, that is, party registration or voting history. And oftentimes you do come out with more compact maps and maps that really keep communities together and more accurately reflect the state of North Carolina.
The present map gives us 10 Republicans and 3 Democratic districts, and the WRAL did an analysis of your map and suggested that, again, what is now 10 Republicans and 3 Democrats would probably yield 6 Republicans and 4 Democratic districts, with 3 that would be a toss-up. And, of course, this is a critical that one of the complaints about gerrymandering is that it suppresses voting in the sense that there's not much competition in those districts.
Right, and I think one of the problems that we face, and frankly, in my opinion, in the country right now, it's making us so divided in a partisan way, is that we've created so many safe districts where those people that are elected aren't really in a position where they need to be accountable to the voters, and the voters often feel like they don't have a voice because, it's almost predetermined who's going to win, and that is the person running in a particular party in a safe district. So these districts that the judges drew do appear to be more competitive politically, which I think would give the voters a greater voice and also would result in the person being elected needing to be more accountable if they want to be reelected.
Two Republican lawmakers, Senator Bob Rucho and Representative David Lewis, criticized your map, saying in part it's that there was a liberal interest group at the heart of this. So what's your response to that critique?
Well, I'm not going to get into a back and forth with them except to say that Duke University is a very diverse and large institution. I don't know that you can label it so easily. I think they may have been referring more about Common Cause than Duke, but the people who drew this map were half Republicans and half Democrats, and all very respected citizens in North Carolina that have served as public servants in the judiciary for many, many years. If you add up the total years of service, it would be in the hundreds of years that these individuals have given to the state of North Carolina as public servants. And they've also served in roles that demand that they be fair and impartial. That's the very nature of a judge. And that's why we selected these retired judges and justices, because we felt like they would be fair. And
Tom Ross, I'm going to have
they will be.
Going to have to cut you off there. But Tom Ross, thank you so very much for talking with us today.
Oh, my. my pleasure, Frank. Thank you.
Stay tuned to the State of Things.